I'm ready. Dan's ready. And we're ready to talk about the 2023 Royal Rumble. So let's kick it. What's up, world? I'm excited. Dan's excited.
I am excited.
Hey, can't you tell? Look at the two of us. You know?
The road to WrestleMania starts on Saturday. I mean, how can you not be excited? Royal Rumble, man, that's my favorite event, even though some years it's better than others, but
there's been some weird ones.
This is the first Triple H one, so let's see what he has in store for us here. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be better. Like we were just saying, but thankfully it's not in Philly.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that, but thank God it's not in Philly, because it's just not going to end any other. It's not going to not end nicely at all. It's got one of those feelings, let's say, that they were in another city, bad things would happen, but they can't be in that city because, you know, that city decided they wanted to wake the up, and they kind of got more important things to do on Sunday, so... This way it saves their energy. Because, you know, if it was in Philly, everyone would go from the Royal Rumble and then straight to the link and lose their absolute minds during that championship game. So, shout out to the Eagles, who I never say anything nice about. My dudes. Yeah, told everybody what Jalen Hurts, that's a good pickup. Didn't know anything about your coach. Still don't know anything about your coach, but
he's a weird guy.
He's a strange cat, but they definitely got a good team together. So,
fly, Eagles fly.
BTW, for everyone listening, I'm not rooting for the Eagles, but hey, I live in North Carolina. Leave me alone. I like Christian McCaffrey. Now he's gone, and I'm going to be in a house full of 49ers fans because they all grew up right there. So I'm just hoping for a good game. I'm trying to stay neutral in between.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but we finally get to see Bray Wyatt in a match, in a televised match, which is long overdue to a lot of people. I've been okay with everything they've done, minus Uncle Howdy coming out and just laughing at him for a few minutes, and then how they did it with Alexa Bliss, the same thing. Like, you flew Bo all the way there so he could stand there and, and then walk away. Like, I haven't really enjoyed them doing that, but we know we're going to end up seeing him at some point during the match.
Yeah,
I will also say AEW's done. The name of the match sounds oddly familiar to many of us. I like to do those lights out matches, but lights out, pitch black, the same thing. Hopefully it's good. I think they're going to put a good story together. That's the most important thing.
Yeah,
for
the
me.
Match really doesn't matter. It's about the story. Hopefully we get to see Bo. That'd be awesome. Take that Uncle Howdy mask off. But, I mean, that's the ultimate. I mean, I think it's a 95% chance that Bray wins.
Yeah.
So it's not really even about the match. I mean, again, the only reason I'm giving it 5% is, you know, does Uncle Howdy beat up Bray? And I don't know.
That's my big X factor. That's my X factor. What do they do with Uncle Howdy? Because you know we're going to see him.
Yeah. So if Uncle Howdy then decides that, you know, his goal is to beat up Bray, to turn Bray ultimately into, you know, the Fiend, monster. Back into the Fiend or whatever their character development is, okay, then maybe LA Knight wins, but
I just don't see the point, Nick, because
it's
all the way they drug this out, and I've enjoyed them dragging it out, by the way. I mean, yeah, this is minus the bloodline, this is the longest story they've told in years. Eons. So I'm okay with it. I just don't understand LA Knight. Like, he doesn't need to win. Like, no matter what, like, Bray is, you know, elevated LA Knight. This whole thing has worked for LA Knight as his first thing not being Max Dupri, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Thank God. What do you know? Vince was gone within 2 weeks. Suddenly he wasn't Max Dupri anymore, which was outstanding. But after all the people have been complaining, and I'm sure you've seen it too on the internet, if Bray goes out there after this long and loses, I see that one not ending very pleasantly. It's kind of like him no selling an announce table at WrestleMania and then taking one RKO and done. Good night. Yeah. That was kind of dumb too. But my big thing on it is, when are we going to see Uncle Howdy?
Being in this class.
Is the Fiend suddenly there? Like, what the? Yeah.
I'm a dumb kid in school.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it? And we all know, again, there's sadly a lot of these, but we already know what's going to happen in them. It's just what actually happens in them. If that made any sense at all. Not sure it did. Kind of like my camera. Look.
Yeah.
See? Hey, look, it did it last time. It's doing it now. Look, and it tries to come back, and I hit the button, and I broke it. But I don't know. That thing sucks. But Raw Women's Championship match, I'm sadly going with, you know, Bianca.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. As much as I would love Alexa to win it, and the fact that I just would like Bianca not to, but with the road up to WrestleMania, there's no way that Bianca is not going to be champion going into Mania.
And it's physically impossible.
Alexa, if they continue to build her character and the story with whatever they have planned, once again, Uncle Howdy, with her, she doesn't really need a title to continue that story. So, yeah, I think Bianca, I just don't think that they're going to pull the trigger yet on having her lose, unless, like, it's going to be some retribution storyline for her where, you know, she,
yeah,
I don't know.
One of those things.
Then let's build up 3 months of her trying to get Alexa back, and then we have a rematch at Mania, which, you know,
sounds very good.
But I ultimately think that Bianca's going to win, which is kind of sad because now you're set up where, like, who hasn't she beat on the Raw roster now? So,
and the roster sucks, by the way. No offense. There's less, like, there's a lot of female talent over on SmackDown. I couldn't even, I mean, no offense to Bayley and all them. What?
Who asked you to?
Damage Control hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
And they drug that out for what, 3-4 months? Like, we don't need to see that again. We don't need to see anyone from Damage Control again. They already did the Becky thing. I mean,
yeah.
Again, returning Asuka, I'd be okay. You know, I mean, we've seen it, but at least we haven't seen it in the last like 10 minutes, which, so I'd be okay. But I just want to see what Uncle Howdy's going to do personally. And my only big thing is, again, do they pull the trigger now, which means Alexa's just going to get this tiny little fart of a, you know, title reign just to give it back to Bianca, or do we have Bianca win and then, you know, have her actually put someone over for a change at and drop the belt to someone at WrestleMania to give them a moment and finally elevate someone that isn't named Bianca Belair in the Raw women's division? Like, they back themselves into a corner on that one
because it's becoming very close to, you know, a Roman Reigns situation where it's like, who can you put her against? I mean,
yeah, and there's not many options with it, but hopefully, I just hope it's going to be a good match. I mean, I think Alexa's long overdue from, you know, where she was as the goddess and Little Miss Bliss, whatever the hell else you want to call her, to happy horse shit with, you know, Nikki, you know, the stuff with the Fiend just coming back and smiling all the time. Like, she's kind of been in the back burner and just there for months, and I think that she's far too talented to.
I agree.
Just be there, because she proved how over she can get. I mean, dear God, she's running around with Lily, and you still see people with Lily dolls in the crowd right now. Even some grown adults. Like, it was working. It wasn't working. Like, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world, but it worked. We have to give them that much. And she was having fun, which is good, which is hard to say when Vince was running everything. No one was having fun at all. So hopefully we can hope, but I'm sure Uncle Howdy will get in there and Alexa will go off and Bianca will keep steamrolling the whole division and building absolutely nothing. Just my personal opinion, people. Hate it if you want. I don't care. The Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Jesus, they need to stop that, by the way. The title doesn't need to have this long. Like, I can't even remember it, so I have to type it out every time because it's just way too many letters. But obviously, I'm putting Roman 1,000% on, you know, Roman. Oh, yeah. I don't see them taking the title off of him. But no, on a positive note, you and I'm sure we both remember how stellar those two were during the Thunderdome era, beating the living hell out of each other all over the place and all the bumps KO was taking in that last man standing match. Like, that stuff was good. I think it'll be a better match than we've seen in a while.
It's going to be a great match. I mean, Roman's been delivering on almost every feud he's had over the course of the last year. It's just you only see him once or twice. But I think this is going to be a great match. I'm sure it's going to end in a shenanigan. Going to keep Kevin Owens strong. Also, with hearing rumblings of them splitting the two titles, if they're going to put one on Raw, I got to imagine Kevin Owens is right on the front of the line for that.
As he should be, especially with Hunter in charge.
Seth and all, and a couple other guys. But so I imagine it's going to be a shenanigans.
Oh, there has to be. Will it Sammy's be Sammy's final test?
What will Sammy do?
That's what it's going to come down to. Because we know the final test is going to be him out there doing something stupid. And it all depends on how that goes.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's the biggest thing.
In my brain, a perfect world would be that, like, Sammy helps Roman wins, and then Sammy wins the Rumble. And then, and then Sammy gets to fight Roman.
He's white
hot.
Which
isn't as, a blockbuster of event as WWE likes to do, but
I'm not going to lie. I prefer to see Sammy versus Roman over all the rumors we saw about them offering a boatload of cash to Stone Cold to come back. Like, he doesn't need to come back just to put over Roman. But Roman's already there.
Yeah.
I don't think a Stone Cold match would do anything for either of them. Most like definitely. The Rock, it makes sense. Stone Cold, we just need somebody, so we're going to have you go in there and get mauled. Like, him coming back against KO last year was perfect. That's the kind of stuff he should be doing. He's in better shape than me, but he's older. He doesn't need to be out there beating the hell out of him. And it'd just be a Superman punch, spear.
Yeah.
Ooh, and here comes Solo and all the idiots, and don't waste it on someone like Stone Cold. Don't put his legacy down to that. That would be insulting to my intelligence.
Yes, I agree.
And I don't have a lot of that at times. I'm a degenerate, don't you know? Everyone loves to tell me that online, so I figured after I get told that so much, I might as well rock it properly. Degeneration X, the old shirt. Very old. And then... See, I'm all over the place, guys, but coffee and the monster is kicking in, or I've just finally got the medications finally worn out of my system, so I'm functioning again. This is the big question. I'm actually really super excited. Because, we know what's going to happen in all the title matches, and like we just listed off everything that's going to happen in some shape or fashion. We know we're going to see the bloodline. There's going to be Sammy doing a test and yada, yada, yada. We all know that's going to happen. The Royal Rumble matches, especially the women's, actually, hell, even the men's, like, there's a lot that haven't been announced as to who's going to be where, and that's a good thing. And they have so much talent, especially some we haven't seen in forever, that they could actually make some really good returns out of it and stuff that, we didn't see coming, which would be fantastic in my eyes. I mean, that gave them a lot of opportunities, which, I mean, look how many times, like, Roman's defending the title at the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah, they're going to screw him. And then Triple H got a title reign for nothing just to lose it. Maybe. Like, we've had a lot of those. It's like, wait, Cena won. Well, Punk's losing the title. Like, there's been a lot of duh moments. So I think this year is good just because, new people in charge and a lot of people unannounced. Obviously, there's going to be idiots that have not a snowflake's chance in hell that are just there,
Oh, yeah.
To hit the
ring, women's right. One, like the graphic, they only have like 10.
Yeah, which is why I have to have this, like this one, because I put in match card, like searching for, like, they didn't even have a whole picture up there just because there was nothing there. At least the men's is about what, two-thirds full.
I imagine we'll have a, especially in the women's, we'll have a huge NXT.
As we should.
I think they'll be in there, and then you'll get your traditional,
like the Kellys and them showing up.
Yeah,
this is an example.
I did hear like Michelle McCool was not offered a spot, even though she lives
10 feet down the road.
Yeah, which that's kind of odd because she's been in most of them. She might have been in all three.
She's been in all of them so far,
and she's done really well.
Yeah, and she does well, and she could still actually wrestle, which is, a big factor over a lot of the people that they bring back. No offense to them. Like, you come out, you go over the rope in 3 seconds. Someone's like, hey, nice to see you. Thanks for coming. And we move on like no one cares.
Yeah, like Molino last year. Oh, man.
Poor one. I did like the Bushwhacker. Then we come in, close the line right over, just storms away. Like, you know, Santino not being ready. You know, stuff like that makes me smile. I think we're going to see it. I always, and Hannah asked me until Santino, you know, signed with Impact, obviously. So good for him, you know. But you know, who do you think is going to win the Royal Women's Rumble? Santino. What the hell is a Santino? Don't worry. As we were watching old stuff, suddenly there he came out. I'm like, that is Santino. What? Have him come back. And, you know, like, what the hell? Screw it. You know, it's the world we live in now. It makes a lot more sense now than it did then, just because of the way everything is. But we have a lot of options, and that's why I like it. You know, this is, hopefully we don't see Ronda. There's, for love of God, keep her wherever she is right now.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about that. I'm pretty sure. I think she's pretty much done, unless, like, you know.
Yeah, what I've seen, it's not very. Yeah, I know. She's tired and all that. I know, you actually have to show up to work this time around. Terrible. I know. What? You have to have more than one match every like year. Here. I don't want her back. I'd like to see Shayna get used for something. Like, that'd be a good change of pace, because I thought that, you know, with Ronda there in the title, I was hoping that was going to lead to something for Shayna, just to actually be used for something for a change.
But no. Yeah, I got to think. I think, you know, the favorite, if I had to say one, is probably Rhea. Because you could go, because you got to look, when you're making, you got to look what kind of matches, and I'm looking, Rhea would put on great matches with both Bianca or Charlotte. I mean, she could go after Charlotte for storyline there with the
for 2020.
Yeah, because, you know, Charlotte took her NXT title.
And then dropped it to Io, which I was completely okay with, by the way.
I mean, that was back when she was Io Shirai. As far as any of the other regulars, I can't really see anybody. I mean, they'll try to push Rochelle, but
they're gonna push Raquel. And again, she's from where she was when she started, like, we all went, who the hell is that? Like, she has gotten better. I don't know, this big bright smiling, just how many times has that worked out? What, ask the Rock.
Push her. They're gonna push Liv, but I don't realistically see either of them winning.
They're gonna push Shayna just because she's always, you know, whenever she's in there, she eliminates a lot of people. So I'm hoping she at least gets that, because she's been criminally misbooked, like, if that's even a word. But speaking of that, please God, no Nia Jax. I don't care who, what. Keep Nia away. I'll be happy.
No, we don't need that.
We don't need to see
I'm
that.
Assuming we'll get a returning Asuka.
Probably. Makes sense.
I don't really know if we really care about this, but probably a returning Carmella. It's been a while since we've seen her.
Yeah, and
reportedly she's just been sitting at home waiting for a call. So this seems like a perfect time to bring her in, to have Corey Graves slobber over for 3 minutes, and then she gets eliminated.
Yeah, he's. Like, going back and watching old NXT stuff is, like, the biggest mistake ever. Because there he is talking, and I'm going, God, I miss that. Like, remember when you were good? I don't. But thankfully, Peacock lets me semi-watch things, because it crashes every time I try to watch anything I actually fucking want to. Dear NBC Universal, it's been three years now? Four, whatever the hell. But can you get your shit together finally? Like, I even type on the PlayStation controller in the little, do I have any comments on it, and just light them up every single time now, like 19 times a day. Anyway, Carmella, yes. It'd be nice to see Naomi come back.
I would imagine, I mean, if she's planning on ever coming back, I think this would probably be the time. I was really hoping, like, I really want her to join the Bloodline just to
get. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Just to give another
wrinkle. I'm gonna call it a wrinkle. Another wrinkle, you know, and all, like, because they've done such, like, a good job with it. Personally, to me, I mean, Solo made sense. Heyman doing, but everything with Sammy is, like, the hottest. Like, it's just over.
Exactly.
And so that
I was cool. I'm really hoping, because I guess I'm eventually. I think they'll do a rematch there with Bloodline and Judgment Day, maybe, that maybe that's when Naomi would get involved.
Yep. I mean, they save sense. It for that. Suddenly, boom, Naomi's music hits and we're all going, how about that shit?
That would be pretty cool. But I actually could see if Naomi would come back for the Rumble, though. She could be a favorite. That could be part of the deal to get her back, is let's push you a little bit. I mean, she definitely can work. I mean,
yeah, she's got more talent than a lot of them.
But to be fair, how many of the women truly are? I mean, Charlotte is the most decorated and the best female wrestler I've ever seen, and she can't handle a microphone for more than 20 seconds. So
she's not that good. She's better. I mean, she's better than Ronda, but I'm better than Ronda, so it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
I got brain damage and can't remember why I stand up at least 17 times a day. I can still talk better than Rhonda on a microphone. I'd say, I don't know. I'd say we're going to talk about talking quick. Bailey's regressed on the mic. Like Bailey before knee injury, I thought like she was on fire. Bailey now, you're just like, it's the same shit every day. But
she's been very cringe. Yes. Yes. She brought back the exact same character. And the horrible part is you pushed her as the leader and she's like 1-0, but yet her two stooges are women's tag team champions, which they haven't.
Who else could they have? Who do they defend them against? Like that's another back themselves into the corner on that one. I'd like to see Alicia Fox just because, well, it was always fun to see her, because she played crazy well. And well, I'd be okay with that surprise over someone like Cameron coming back just to get thrown out of the Rumble again. Maybe Alita, because she keeps showing up with stuff like this. Just have her in the
I would okay like especially, and they got two spots open because I don't think the Bellas are going to be showing up since they keep running their mouth.
They're
running their mouths hard because why would WWE put in Sasha Banks in their tribute video with she quit on them on a Monday Night Raw after they announced her match. Don't really blame them for not mentioning her.
Yeah. And I'm okay if I never, sorry, they can go away. But it'd be nice to see, I'd like to see Mickey again, even though we all know that was to make up for the trash bag thing. That was a mending fences thing. So congratulations, Vince. You tried to mend one fence in your entire life. Instead of just buying your way out of the broken fence, you actually tried to be nice. That's
I'm really hoping. Trying to think, like, who could be a women's surprise that we haven't actually seen in a Rumble that would be pretty cool.
That'd be good. I mean
they did have Medusa on Raw.
They did. With that ugly-ass title sitting in front of her.
Yeah.
No offense, guys. The thing was hideous.
But, whatever. I mean, maybe her. I don't know.
That'd be cool. But there's a lot of opportunities because, again, there's at least we're sitting here having – this is a better thought process than I had last night because I honestly texted you and was just sitting there. She's looking at me. She's like, what are you staring at? Like, I'm just trying to figure out something right now. What?
Of course, the biggest please, please, please that's never going to happen is this whole Mandy Rose with a swerve and she comes out number 30 and wins the Rumble. Great.
That would be, hey, that's on my list. That, please God. And if that's not going to be the case, obviously the way the women's title match goes will factor a lot into that because suddenly Bianca loses to Alexa. Guess what? Bianca's winning the Rumble without a shadow of a doubt. She's going to get it back. But Rhea deserves it because she won the number one contenders thing like a year ago, it seems. And we're still waiting. So it'd be really cool to see Rhea get it just because I think she could throw down with either of them comparatively to everyone else.
Yeah.
That's not saying much, but. You know who isn't going to win the Royal Rumble? Sarah Logan. Sorry, Valhalla. She ain't winning. She is not going to win the Royal Rumble. Like, I didn't even recognize her. Who the no.
Like, yeah.
Damn. No offense to her. I mean, she's playing a character, but holy. We're all stopping going, the fuck is that? I don't even got my, that was bad, but I'm putting, my choices I wrote down even. Rhea, maybe, hopefully, please. And depending on the title again, because it could be The Rock and Cena. Yeah. We're like, well, The Rock's winning this one. Why? So they can go to WrestleMania and he can drop the belt to Cena and everything can be right in the wrestling world.
Yeah.
At least in Vince's eyes. Thank God he's gone. Kind of. Now that everyone's suing him, he's going to stay away for longer. So that could work out really good. Because I saw a third lawsuit's now up against him. He should just quietly sell his stock to someone and go away. That'd be great for the wrestling world. But Men's Royal Rumble. I'm putting Cody. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't put this many video packages together and all that just to have him not be at Mania. I mean, he gets eliminated last, maybe, and then they do the chamber or something, and he wins to go on to, like, maybe that to make him just keep building for it to try to get all of his momentum back, even though I don't really think he's lost any of his momentum. People still care, but,
yeah,
you know, build him up that way. But then who else would they have win? That's because they really haven't built, I mean, against Sammy. But what else have they built besides Roman? Hell, you don't even see Roman 90% of the time.
I mean, you can obviously go with Seth.
Yep.
I would have thought Brock was going to be in the match, but him coming back Monday, I don't think so.
Well, I wrote him down, you know, Brock, even though we know he won't win, you know, though him and Bobby, you know, Bobby's in the match, Brock's music hits.
Brock hits the ring.
They take each other out and just keep beating the hell out of each other all around ringside. And then it leads to hopefully an actual good match between the two of them down the road at WrestleMania. Just let them beat the hell out of each other. Don't put a match together. Don't have a stupid, you know, Brock's getting mauled the whole time and then steals it and rolling him up. Like, let's not have any of that. Just have them go out there and actually just beat the hell out of each other and see what happens.
Sounds
And that kills two spots right there easily. So at least we don't have to worry about that. But having Brock back, I don't see him not being in the Rumble just for an eyeball purpose. To get more eyes on the prize.
Yeah. I mean, he could. And if he does enter it, it will be something similar to that to continue on with Bobby, because obviously that is the road that it looks like they're going, even though I like the rumors of Brock versus Gunther better. But
that'd be two guys that that's going to be hard hitting, all right. We all know the rumors of Brock. We all know Brock's rumors. And I tell Hannah all the time, like, that looks like it hurt. You can ask anyone that ever wrestled him what. If it looks like it hurt worse.
Oh, yeah.
He's not he's what they like to call stiff. I did like the overhand shot that he threw at Strowman, though, at the Royal Rumble a few years ago. That was just full-blown fist, and he didn't knock him out. So congratulations, Strowman. You took an overhand right from Brock Lesnar and kept standing.
That is impressive.
That's especially now that we know he's not getting tested for anything nearly as much as he was in the UFC, which means he's really big now. And there's the Rock. And there's the Rock rumor. I mean, because they said he isn't coming, then people are like, I really don't care personally at this point. If I hear his music, obviously, game over. It doesn't matter who's in the ring. They will have the Rock win. So if I hear, if you smell doo-doo-doo, like, motherfucker, and I'll turn it off, sadly. But because it's over, but he should, you know, if he's there, I mean, other options, Sammy, obviously, because of everything, like, that would be the perfect ending. Even if he didn't get the title, it would still be the perfect ending, because being with Roman has him as, like, one of the most over people on the planet right now in the world of wrestling. Trust me, I tag these things on YouTube. I see whose name gets, I see how many people get like 3,000 or 4,000 when I type it in. I go, God damn. And then there's people like Roman who are way up there. And then Sammy is somehow right there happily in between, like, overdoing both Usos combined, the bloodline. I mean, Bianca. You name it, Sammy's more over than any of them on YouTube, apparently. So,
oh, yeah. Sammy is the man.
Sammy's great. Finally getting it. I agree with Kevin Owens in that thing. He's finally getting to show what he can actually do after just being there for so many years. Again, there are a lot of people that were just there for so many years. Thanks, Vince. With a comma in between, by the way, if you're being grammatically correct. I get yelled at by Hannah all the time. Text, and, thanks, Joe. And she goes, comma, Dirk. That should be good. It'll be a good match, though. You know, see who comes back. Because, again, they have a bunch of spots where I'm sure they'll fit, you know, oohs and ahs in there.
Get an NXT guy or something. Uh-huh. I mean,
I'd be okay.
NXT guy or two. I can see maybe a returning Randy, if he's ready, maybe.
That'd be, yeah. He doesn't even have to do much. He could just be there, drop an RKO out of nowhere, and get thrown over the rope, and we'll all be happy because he's back.
I'm thinking at some point we're going to hear woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, poor soul.
Look, I hope he comes back for the Rumble as Zack Ryder, and then goes away for a couple weeks or whatever, and then actually comes WWE and does the
Matt Cardona.
But he has to come back as Zack Ryder, because if his Matt Cardona music comes on 2/3 of the who? You got to be Zack Ryder in the Rumble.
Yep, I'd be okay with that one. I would. And all the rumors are there. I mean, Chelsea's apparently got signed a few weeks ago. Yeah. We just haven't seen her yet. I mean, it only makes sense, which is why I laughed when they got Zelina back. Like, all that, I know that was forever ago. And Malachi, and he's still over. And okay, just like Mia Yim. Like, wow, how many of them are going? If we just waited for 10 minutes, we could be back there. You could. But you jumped and you went and signed with a company that uses you once every, like, 15 shows, and you just sit around and catering because the inmates run the asylum, and apparently no one learned how bad of an idea that was at WCW, even though their demise was the AOL Time Warner merger. But it didn't work so well. Finger pokes of doom and stuff. It was bad, but I'd be okay with Zach. Like, he's on my short list of it would be a surprise entrant, but it wouldn't be a surprise entrant. One of those.
It'd be cool. He'd get a huge, huge pop.
That'd be a huge pop. And again, NXT guys, they got, you know, Von Wagner. I know they've, you know, had him up there, like, and I haven't seen him in weeks, so that would make sense if he's suddenly there and doing that. That'd be a good surprise entrant, even though I can't look at his face. It offends me greatly. But him being one of them, because they're not going to use the Bronze or the Grayson Wallers or anyone that's, you know, invested in any story there, because we're all going, oh. And we're waiting for them to get thrown out. So, Von Wagner, I mean, he should have left a long time ago. I don't know how much NXT you watch, but...
Yeah. Here and there.
In the women's stuff, I mean, again, maybe we'll see. I'm going to say it. Casey Catanzaro, that Katana Chance stuff. Because she had a good showing in that one Rumble. That, you know, I'd be okay with that one. But I really can't think of anyone. Not like Apollo Crews coming back up for a second. Yeah, just to be there. I mean, it's really hard to pick. As long as it's not Trick Williams, I'll be okay. No, or Jiro. How the hell did they let Kushida walk out the door and we still have Ikemen, Jiro? Hey, it's a real question. I was in there watching AEW, like, Kushida, like, they fired him too? And then she looked at me, who the hell is that? What? We'll get to it. I'll show you when he was good, then I'll show you what Vince did to him after they finally, you know, got the ball rolling. Vince went and stabbed it in the heart and killed it like he did everything else that he touched. But should be a good night. Like, I'm excited for this. Is the first Royal Rumble I've been excited for years, because again, even thinking of the Roman stuff, you really don't know what's, I mean, we know something's gonna happen, some level of stupid, but you know, how do they pull it off to set up, because they've been doing good with that down the road. And
as long as we don't, you know, make Paul Heyman have to unlock Roman Reigns from handcuffs, we should be great.
That, I mean, and of all people,
sorry, I had to bring it up.
And of all people, to not go and just knock the referee down to stop him from counting. Paul Heyman, what, 8? Wow, what, just hit him, shove him. Nope, the referee just stops, and we're all staring at him going, okay, buddy, what, it's been like a count of 70. What, get up. How did no one throw bolt cutters in there? Like, that was bad. That was very bad. But as long as I don't see Nia Jax either. Keep her ass very far away from everything. I never liked her. Didn't like the character. Very dangerous. Hit a lot of motherfuckers. And then we had that stupid shit with Reggie, or whatever the hell he's calling himself now, which is my favorite thing that he came out scripts. There you go. He comes out in NXT and look, we finally see who it is. And he's wearing his stupid getup and the mask. And he just got a Reggie chant the whole time he was in the ring. Like, yeah, what? Whoever came up with that, well, they're fired. That was terrible. So, should be a good one. I'm excited about it. And again, road to WrestleMania. As long as they keep going how they are, I think it'll be a good road. Just don't let Vince anywhere near the Raw after, when he gave us the big surprise of the best Raw of the year with Elias's brother, Ezekiel. Yeah, keep him very far away from them because that shit sucked. It sucks so bad that, well, Elias is back. Still playing the little brother thing, but, well, Elias is at least back, and that's what we needed in the world. Maybe Edge.
He's the
front man. Yeah, Edge probably be there.
Edge, and yeah, because I still think it's going to be him and Beth against, yeah, which is the only problem I have if they pull the trigger on that.
When you get these dual threat quarterbacks,
yeah, with Beth and Edge after the I Quit match and the concerto, we know we're setting that up for. Do they do it at the next one, or do they waste it on Mania? Hopefully they don't waste it on Mania. No offense to them, but if you said he's only got until, what, around August, I think he said. I'd rather not waste his last WrestleMania on that when he can work with someone to put him over one more time. As long as it's not Dominic Mysterio. You have no idea. Like, that sucks. That really, really, really sucks. That offends me so.
Dominic Mysterio to get eliminated in record time, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, he could do something dumb, like, you know, try to come running in, springboard up onto the top rope, and someone just shoves him over. So maybe, like, that's the only way to do it. Hey, he went over the top rope. Went, he went off the top rope. It counts. He sucks, and I think he's holding everyone down. But we do get to see Priest looking at him going, yeah, I'll be. You can be my partner, sure. But so at least they're finally looking like they're going to break it, because that's just killing them. Like, people took it seriously. Now we're all wasting time on condom.
Yeah, so dumb, so dumb. The only thing that would be better is I would love if Ray would eliminate him. I guess that would probably be better.
Yeah, to set it up for Ray finally going bye bye. And dear people, writing, Karrion Kross is already having a hard enough time getting over and stuff right now. Can we please stop having him talk about Ray being a bad father because of how Dom turned out? Like, if you're trying to help get the guy over, stop bringing that up, because you're not going to get him over. You're just going to keep pissing me off when I go, oh, look, he's not talking anymore. Like, Scarlett can't even say, she can come out there half naked. No one's still going to want to hear him. Like, it's terrible. Drop the Dom thing. Someone just beat the living dog shit out of him, send him to NXT, like, have him vanish, and then show back up at NXT and maybe try to get something. Because I was arguing with someone saying it's not cheap heat. Like, that's all he's going for right now.
Okay, yeah, so he does all the Eddie Guerrero stuff. And
it's all just cheap heat and pop shots just to try, like, I don't know how people like it, but that's all I got. I'm going to, you know, stop hurting my brain, because I'm actually, like, started talking about Dom and I'm getting a headache. Because then I think I talk about Dom, then I think Corey Graves on commentary the whole time. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what? This is as bad as when Carmella's out there. At least they're married. I get it.
You know,
but that's so bad. But thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Don't forget YouTube, Apple, and Google Podcasts, all of that happy horse shit. See, look, we made it this long without really cussing. So congratulations to me and you. Share it out, and I'll be back at some point to talk about the show. So deuces. I'm out. Peace.